Welcome to the June 24th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, the HHS has launched Operation Trailblazer, a coordinated FDA and NIH effort to reduce U.S. trial friction and counter China's growing clinical research share. The initiative includes an expedited IND pilot with rolling institutional submissions, a Phase 1 contact center, updated CMC guidance for early-stage trials, and single-trial approval flexibility for late-stage programs. Up next, new research published on ACT examined protocol complexity across 190,000 trials from 2004 to 2025, finding endpoints doubled from median 3 to 7, driven almost entirely by secondary endpoints. Failure rates rose modestly from 10.2% to 13.2%, with phase 2 consistently the highest failure phase, and oncology now representing 34% of clinical trial activity. And last but not least, in a pharmaceutical technology article, Partha Anbil and Vineet Kumar evaluated three clinical data management architectures: warehouses, lakes, and lake houses, using FAIR principles plus the 5Vs framework to guide selection for bias-controlled interoperable AI development. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.